The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Sunday night, it's 9:04. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan. I am here on Sunday nights, bringing you Can't Stop the Music, the overlooked and the underappreciated and just the best of the odd. That's what we've got for you. There's been a lot of deaths in the news this week, and, you know, for being kind of the black hole of summer news, there's been quite a lot for everyone to get all worked up about, and I'm going to leave the tributes to the deceased to my colleagues running other shows, and thought I would kind of wallow around in the death of Mark Sanford's career as a straight-laced, moralizing politician. And I've got some material along those lines. But first, we're going to start with some covers, as we do many weeks here in Can't Stop the Music. And of course, we're going to start with a cover from Evita, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
To the love. Goodbye, girl, well, if you're lonely. Goodbye, girl, why don't you join me? Goodbye, girl, you know it's only love. I'm cheating on you, yeah. Well, I'm thinking of you, yeah. I'm cheating.
My love grows, I don't know, I don't know. You stick around, now it may show. I don't know, I don't know. Something the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. Don't want to leave her now, you know I believe in how.
Chain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't care about me. You've got me sewed up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell like a man in a trance, but I know damn well that I don't stand a chance. So unchain my heart, go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. When I call you on the telephone, some try and tell me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. I'm under your spell, whoa, like a man in a trance, but I know darn well that I don't stand a chance. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Why do you treat me such a misery when you don't care a bag of beans for me? So unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Whoa, set me free. Yeah, 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 yeah. Set me free, baby. Please, set me free. Yeah, set me free. Whoa.
Cover set there, Trini Lopez with Unchain My Heart. Before that, a couple of Beatles covers, Telly Savalas with Something and All My Loving from Alvin and the Chipmunks. Let's see, Cornbread Red with the Franz Ferdinand, Cheating on You, Dundaro High School, Time of the Season, and Me First and the Gimme Gimme started us off with Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. I'm sure you're seeing a trend there. A little, some kind of thematic, vaguely material. It's 9:23. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR. I am P. Swan. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And we do thank our underwriters. Well, Mark Sanford gave a new meaning to the phrase hiking on the Appalachian Trail. And, you know, I like hiking. I can't say I condone hiking outside of wedlock, but, you know, hiking's cool. And I thought to kind of set the stage, when doing some research for this show, I, of course, thought about my favorite Sanford and Son, camping.
Hey, Pop, look at this, man. This looks like the perfect campsite. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah. It's really a nice spot you picked here. Well, here's your ducky. Bye.
Hey, wait a minute, Pop. Now, come on, man. Now, we both agreed that we were going to stay here for the weekend in the mountains, just like we planned. Now, let's set the camp up, all right? You're going to love this one. Here, take it easy.
Here we go. Okay, welcome to Camp Freddy. All those going home in a red truck, fall in.
Come on, Pop. Now, you got to get in the spirit, man. Now, just take a look around at you. Look at those towering mountains. Look at those swaying trees.
Look at this babbling sun.
Pop, you got to try and appreciate nature a little bit, like Joyce Kilmer.
Who is she?
She was a he.
Joyce was a he?
Yeah. He wrote trees.
Did they write back?
No, Pop, so you don't understand. He wrote the poem Trees. You remember? I think I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast.
Sound like Joyce might have been a little.
Yeah, and then there was Thoreau, Pop.
Who?
Yeah, the writer Thoreau. See, he left his mark on the world.
Oh, yeah, the mark of Thoreau. Zip, zip, zip.
No. See, Henry David Thoreau, he lived in solitude for 7 years, and he wrote a poem about Walden Pond.
Big deal. My cousin Ernie lived in solitude for 7 years. He wrote a poem about San Quentin.
Come on, Pop, stop being so negative, man. Now, we left home, we both agreed that we
didn't agree on nothing. That was you. You insisted that we get away so we have a chance to talk together like father and son before you got married.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, here's some father and son talk.
Okay.
Get your father out of these woods!
Come on, now, the least you can do is help me unload the stuff from the truck.
If that's the least I can do, I'll do it.
Perfect campsite here. Even got a fireplace.
I don't about to care about
that. Here's your sleeping bag.
Where's the box spring and the mattress?
No, Pop, listen, you're gonna love sleeping on the ground in this sleeping bag close to nature.
Speaking of nature, where's the outhouse?
Anywhere you want it to be.
I want it to be in the bathroom.
No, see, you don't understand. You're in the woods now, Pop, and you gotta live like animals. See, animals don't use bathrooms.
Well, I do. I'm not forest broken.
Hey, wait a minute. Who put this in here?
I put it in there. Give it here.
For what?
This is my snake bite kit. See, if a snake bites me this weekend, I'm going to lay this upside your copperhead and rattle it. Get that? Let me get the tent. I can't live in no tent. I can't sleep in it. I got to have something more comfortable and roomy.
Pop, the thrill of camping is learning to overcome Mother Nature's little challenges.
A political mystery in South Carolina. The Republican governor in that state has disappeared, sort of. He simply took off last Thursday and hasn't been seen since. So who's in charge in South Carolina? Well, that's a good question. Here's Jonathan Carl.
What are you going to do about
it? It's the case of the missing governor.
South Carolina's Mark Sanford hasn't been seen since last Thursday when he left the governor's mansion in a black SUV. His last public appearance was Wednesday on Fox News when he refused to rule out running for president in 2012.
What I've learned in life, you should never say never, and a lot of strange doors open or close in life.
The governor's office won't say where he is or what he's been doing. Local authorities say not even his security agents know where he is. The lieutenant governor, who would be in charge in the governor's absence, didn't even know he was going away.
I haven't talked to him, and his office hasn't contacted me.
If Governor Sanford is missing, however, his family doesn't appear too concerned. His wife told the Associated Press, quote, he was writing something and wanted some space to get away from the kids. Sanford has four children, and yesterday was Father's Day. Sanford, a conservative Republican, got national attention earlier this year when he refused to accept some of South Carolina's share of the stimulus spending. But the last weeks have been politically devastating for him. He lost a battle in the South Carolina Supreme Court and now has to accept the stimulus money. And on Wednesday, the Republican-controlled state legislature overturned 10 of his vetoes. Late today, Sanford's spokesman put out a statement saying it is not uncommon for the governor to, quote, go out of pocket for a few days at a time to clear his head. There was an update to Governor Sanford's Twitter page today, but it turns out that the governor doesn't do his own Twitter updates. His staff does.
Now let me ask you something. Have you ever felt that you weren't responsible for the things that you do? When the girl that you were with is just too much. She is so out of sight, baby, that all you can say is, well, all right. I'm not responsible, not responsible for anything I do when I'm with you. I'm not responsible. It's impossible to be so very near and not feel part of you. You've got such a hold on me, you make it seem so easy, but it's true. Oh yeah, I get such a happy feeling knowing that you feel the same way too. Not responsible when you can make a man do what you want him to. I'm not responsible. It's impossible to be so very near and not know what to do. You got such a hold on me. You make it seem so easy, but it's true. Oh yeah, I get such a happy feeling knowing that you feel the same way too. I get such a happy feeling knowing that you feel the same way too. Believe me, baby.
And so the bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with which started as a dear, dear friend from Argentina. It began very innocently, as I suspect many of these things do, in just a casual email back and forth in advice on one's life there and advice here. But here, recently, over this last year, it developed into something much more than that. And as a consequence, I hurt her. I hurt you all. I hurt my wife. I hurt my boys. I hurt friends like Tom Davis. I hurt a lot of different folks. And all I can say is that I apologize. You know, I've tried to think of, you know, first step. One of the first steps is clearing out more time as we go through this process of reconciliation and figuring out what comes next. I'm going to resign as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. I'm going to tender my resignation. One, because I think it's the appropriate thing to do, given other governors across this nation, and my role as chairman of the RGA. And two, frankly, just from the standpoint of time. If I think about this process, not only does it begin at a family level, it begins with the family of South Carolinians. And so that means me going one by one and town by town to talk to a lot of old friends across the state in what I've done and indeed asking for their forgiveness. That'll take time that I probably can't devote to the RGA.
First of all, let me start out by saying that. 2, 3, 4. I had an affair. I know that I'm the governor, but I don't care. I had an affair. For some stupid reason, I feel I need to share. Argentina, I was lacking, so I told them I was hiking. Wanted them all to leave me alone, so I turned up my telephone. Furthermore, to make me laugh, I didn't even tell my staff. Another Republican hypocrite, a lying, cheating piece of shit. I love myself, I hate my life, I screwed my state and dissed my wife. I had an affair.
Today, Governor Mark Sanford said that, quote, the biggest self of self is indeed self. Wise words stand the test of time. He veered from the obtuse to the oddly specific, explaining that he had seen the woman in question, quote, 3 times during that whole sparking thing. But in our number one story in the countdown, if you think Sanford's news conference was remarkable, how about them emails? Governor's Appalachian Trail, which evidently led all the way to Argentina, merely a flash for good old electronic mail obtained by the state newspaper in Columbia last December. In one, the governor describes his upcoming itinerary to his paramour, Maria, whose full name has been redacted, even though her email had her full name and address on it. But the governor is far more engaged in a different kind of description. Governor Sanford, Thursday, July 10th, 2008, quoting, as I think I had told you, taking the family to China, Tibet, Nepal, India, Thailand, and then back through Hong Kong on whirlwind tour. The following weekend, have been asked to speak out in Aspen, Colorado with McCain, which has kicked up the whole VP talk all over again in the press back home. You have a particular grace and calm that I adore. You have a level of sophistication that's so fitting with your beauty. I could digress and say that you have the ability to give magnificent, gentle kisses, or that I love your tan lines, or that I love the curve of your hips, the erotic beauty of you holding yourself, or two magnificent parts of yourself, in the faded glow of the night's light. But hey, that would be going into sexual details. 3, and finally, all the things above are all too true. At the same time, we are in a hopelessly, or as you put it, impossible, or how about combine and simply say hopelessly impossible situation of love. How in the world has this lightning, misspelled, strike snuck up on us? I am still not quite sure. As I have said to you before, I certainly had a special feeling about you from the first time we met, but these feelings were contained, and I genuinely enjoyed our special friendship and the comparing of all too many personal notes. Lastly, I also suspect I feel a little vulnerable because this is ground I certainly never covered before. So if you have pearls of wisdom, my God, pearls of wisdom on how we figure all this out, please let me know. That's not what I thought when I first saw that on the paper. In the meantime, please sleep soundly, knowing that despite the best efforts of my head, my heart cries out for you. Your voice, your body, the touch of your lips, the touch of your fingertips, and, oh, Lord, an even deeper connection to your soul. They didn't write like this to all the delegates at that South American Economic Conference. Now, Maria corresponded as well in an email which may have provoked that lengthy response from the governor. She wrote on July 9th, 2008, quote, you are my love, something hard to believe even for myself, as it's also a kind of impossible love, not only because of distance, but situation. She sounds remarkably like he does in this version. Sometimes you don't choose things, they just happen. I can't redirect my feelings, and I'm very happy with mine towards you.
The minute that I saw her, I knew I just had to have her. So I asked her if I could take her for a spin. When I heard her engine purring and I saw her taillight blinking, I knew I'd never be the same again. So I drove around the corner, up the street and down the highway, showing off to everybody that I've seen. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine. She's equipped with dual headlights, padded dash, and positive traction, instant heating, and a six-way swivel seat. Ain't no wonder then that all the connoisseurs of fine machinery whistle at me when I drive her down the street. She's got two of the biggest and the prettiest and the roundest, softest, bluest eyes you've ever seen. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine. If I leave her for a minute, all the hot rods gather round her. They just can't believe that such a thing is real. Oh, they've never seen a chassis quite as slick or half as classic. They'd give anything to get behind the wheel. So I keep my little lover locked up tight and undercover. Give no one a chance to yell mechanics lean. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine. She ain't too fast in a takeoff, but she's a winner in the long run, and she's swell on heels when she accelerates. If she shimmies just a little at high speed, well, who's complaining? Fact of the matter is, I think it's kind of great. With the proper restoration, safety check, and a set of license, soon I'll take her anywhere I choose to be. She's a streamlined, sleek-looking, smooth-running, fast-moving, breathtaking, loving machine.
Governor Mark Sanford.
Recent days have been difficult in our state and in our country. Many families are struggling with challenges we've not seen in our lifetimes. Some say the solution lies in more government spending and deeper debt. The truth is, more tax dollars will be spent in our state this year than ever before. But there must be a stopping point. Going further into debt will not solve a problem that was created by too much debt. There must be a price that we will not impose on future generations. For me, the easy thing would be to accept money handed out from Washington. But the easy thing isn't always the right thing. We've proposed a budget that responsibly addresses our state's critical needs without more debt. To get there, we have to finally restructure the broken ways our government operates. There is a better way than saddling our children with massive debts. That's what I'll continue to fight for.
Paid for by Carolinians for Reform.
It's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. Knowing I got a wife and two little children depending on me too. And am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch? Knowing I got someone else. else at home needs me just as much. And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Soul there, Dan Penn with The Dark End of the Street. Before that, Luther Ingram with his hit, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. A little sanctimonious crap there from Mark Sanford about why he doesn't want to accept stimulus money from the federal government for his state, and how we just have to live with the take the hard road and do what's right and not put our decisions on future generations. Before that, Johnny Paycheck, The Lovin' Machine, Keith Olbermann doing a dramatic reading of a few of Sanford and Maria's emails, a little instantaneous creation there from some clever person on YouTube, the Mark Sanford song. Mark Sanford's admission of his affair and his required apology, and Tom Jones with I'm Not Responsible, and starting there in this run with ABC News' outline of the issues of what was the missing South Carolina governor. It's 9:48. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am P. Swan, and I am bringing you the best in the worst.
Celebrate your independence with Richmond Independent Radio. Join us for a community picnic and kite fly in historic Churchill's Chimborazo Park on Sunday, July 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. There'll be plenty of space to hang out, lay down a blanket, and put a kite in the sky. So pack a picnic basket and invite your friends and neighbors. Grab your frisbees, hula hoops, and acoustic instruments. They're also welcome. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit WRIR.org. Let's all hang out. I'll see you in the park.
I do hope you come to that event next Sunday, July 5th. There'll be a lot of WRIR people and a lot of people from our community. Be part. Be one with us, huh? Well, something to look forward to later this evening is our Outsider Royalty is really the most charming of outsiders, Elton and Betty White, and I'll tell you more about them later, but we do have a little video up on our post, and I'm going to add you some link with some bio information, but that is some selections not to be missed. Something to look forward to. You know, it is National Pollinator Week ending today, and I did get a hive of bees this week. So you know what would be better than this kind of cheating material? I figured we'd kind of run through some of the greatest hits of apologies based on sexual dalliance and a general personal outrage and honesty. And we'll start, not to think we're picking on one party or another. We're going to just start with Eliot Spitzer and a little bit of his resignation speech.
In the past few days, I've begun to atone for my private failings with my wife, Silda, my children, and my entire family. The remorse I feel will always be with me. Words cannot describe how grateful I am for the love and compassion they have shown me. From those to whom much is given, much is expected. I have been given much: the love of my family, the faith and trust of the people of New York, and the chance to lead this state. I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me. To every New Yorker and to all those who believed in what I tried to stand for, I sincerely apologize.
Baby, you got your spell on me, baby. You got your
came back home to Nevada to come forward and explain to the citizens of our state something that I was involved in about a year ago. Last year, I had an affair. I violated the vows of my marriage. It's absolutely the worst thing that I've ever done in my life. If there was ever anything that I could take back in my life, this would be it. I take full responsibility for my actions. I know that I have deeply hurt and disappointed my wife, Darlene, my children, my family, friends, my staff, and all those who believed in me. And to all of them, especially my wife, I'm truly sorry. I am truly blessed to have a wife like Darlene, who has found it in her heart to forgive me. Last year, we sought counseling, and through the strength of family and friends, we have rebuilt our marriage to where now it's even stronger than ever.
What people choose to believe, but clearly my name is important to me, and my family is so very important also.
Ladies and gentlemen, regarding my bizarre disappearance over the last several days, I was not, as my staff said, hiking alone on the Appalachian Trail, but instead in Argentina, cheating on my wife and...
It won't be easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your votes after all that I've done. You won't believe me, all you will see is the governor you knew, and now I've been caught in the lies, and the sanctity of my marriage is through. But Don't cry for me, right-wing media. The truth is I lied just for you. My infidelity, my disappearance. I broke my promise, don't keep your distance.
Hi, this is Joshua Camp from the band Chicha Libre, and you're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I take the electric accordion to outer space and beyond.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. If you stay in your home through a hurricane, there are things you can do to protect yourself. Monitor the radio or television for weather reports. Stay indoors until the storm is over. Seek shelter in a basement or an interior room with no windows. Stay away from all windows and exterior doors. Evacuate to a shelter or to a neighbor's home if your home is damaged or if emergency personnel instruct you to do so. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
It's very sleazy and very strange that he travels so far just to cheat on his wife and have foreign affairs in Buenos Aires. Don't lie about Argentina. I told the love of Mark Sanford. He had a mistress there. Better he quits her and dates our own girls like Elliot Spitzer. From South Carolina to South America, looks like now your entire career has gone south. 'Cause you disappeared for a week without any trace. You caused confusion and revolution among your family and staff and your security detail, whom you totally brushed off. To write steamy emails we'd see. Don't lie about Argentina. You said you were just out hiking. The Appalachian Trail was not the path you took. You went to see a girl named Maria. You're no Evita. You're just a lying, hypocritical, middle-aged cheater.
You know, when I found out in January, obviously, we both indicated a willingness to continue working on the marriage, but there's not room for three people in a marriage. And so I've done everything in my power possibly to keep him from going to see her and to really make sure she was off the table, including asking him to leave. Now, when I asked him to leave 2 weeks ago, it was with the spirit, again, of trying to get him to... I guess really be ready to work on the marriage, if you will. Mm-hmm. And he was told in no uncertain terms the separation. He was not to talk to the children or to me. In hopes again that he would wake up. You would hope that a father that didn't have contact with his children would realize that if you wanted those children, you better, you know, toe the line a little bit.
Sure, sure.
And he was told in no uncertain terms he was not to see her. Mm-hmm. So I truly. You know, I was hopeful he was on the Appalachian Trail. Yeah, but I was not worried for his safety. I was hoping he was doing some real soul searching somewhere, and I was hoping it was the Appalachian Trail. But, you know, devastated to find out, in fact, it was Argentina. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm. You think he's broken it all?
I mean, I guess that's what we'll have to see. I believe he has.
To be good, but those honky-tonk girls, they can sure come on strong. Two drinks down the wrong road, and it was too hard to turn around.
there you go. Okay. Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys with You've Got Some Cheating to Do. Jenny Sanford speaking herself for herself to the Associated Press. Barry Mitchell with Don't Lie About Argentina. And I promise, at least as of this week, this is the last Vita-based material I will have. Let's see, what are we? Oh, yeah. Then we had the other one, Don't Cry for Me, Right Wing Media by Heads Up TV. Larry Craig, as part of his resignation, which he didn't actually tender. Bob King with Attitude, Do the Right Thing, an instructional record for children. John Ensign talking about his own affair, but that was nothing important. Elvez with his cover of Black Magic Woman, and we started out with Elliot Spitzer, Biting the Bullet and Going Down for the Troops. It's 10:06. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music, where we bring you our spin on contemporary culture. Yeah, the best of the worst, huh? WRAR thanks underwriter Quirk Gallery. Quirk Gallery offers a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical and clever gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Quirk features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, quirkgallery.com. So there's, you know, you can check out the posts. There's lots of information and links on there. I will be recording this show and putting it up on Radio for All. And I have gotten last month's shows up. I was facing a little technical difficulty, which I have overcome. So let's see. You are listening to WRI. I've probably told you that. 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Well, I am so excited about this week's Outsider Royalty. It is the singing duo, Elton and Betty White. Betty is deceased at this point. Elton, who is 30 years her younger, is still believed to be alive. They were based in Little Rock, Arkansas. Betty had been had a fairly normal life, was a secretary at a law firm. It's been rumored it was Hillary Clinton's law firm, but you know, that's probably just one of those things that people can link everything they know about Little Rock. And she was on some meds, for psychiatric meds, and, you know, she had a husband, a normal life, and meds, and stopped taking them, and had a psychedelic, psychic, and sexual coming awareness, and basically walked out of her normal life, and in a homeless shelter met Elton White, and it was love at first sight. And they have gone on to record three albums. They Betty got a pink wig and matching spandex. Elton, known for his basketball prowess until he stopped having it, would also perform often with a sombrero. And they were very in touch with their physical lives and their physical selves, and would perform with tiny guitars and ukuleles. And I've brought you a selection. Most of these numbers are just less than a minute. Most of them are from their record, Sex Beyond the Door. And they are just adorable. I do have a public access video up on the post, and some links to some additional biographical information. But they, I have played some of their selections before, and they really are two of my favorite outsider musicians. They are really the king and queen.
Sex Beyond the Door, original songs. I'm Betty White.
I'm Elton White. These are the best and original songs you ever hear in your lifetime.
This first song is called Funky Stinkin' Love. Ah. America, I smell something. I smell funky. thinking love somewhere, and it's getting real funky. I know they are there. To my nose it smells like sardines, but that funky good love is always clean. Stinking love, funky, stinking love, funky, stinking love, funky, stinking love. When you make love too long, the funk gets strong.
Basketballs by Betty White. Oh, we are God's sweet basketballs. Sometimes we feel we're 10 feet tall. The world pushes us down, but we don't fall. We just come bouncing, bouncing back like basketballs. God is with us in all we do. And just when we think we're through, He lifts us up and we don't fall. We just come bouncing, bouncing back like basketballs. Yeah, 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 yeah. Because we're God's sweet, sweet basketballs.
Sugar and Spice by Betty White. Oh, they say that little girls are made of sugar and spice. Oh, please be advised that little boys are just as nice. And when a grown man takes me in his arms, oh, it's sweet, sweet sugar and spice. And sometimes much, much more than that, just plain dynamite. All men are sugar and spice. And everything, everything about them is sweet, sweet sugar and ice.
Enough Sex by Betty White. If everyone had enough sweet sex, what a new world this would be. Oh, there would be smiles on every face. Oh, there'd be joy for all to see. If everyone had enough sweet sex, there'd be magic everywhere. The blues would be twice as blue. The reds would be twice as red. Oh, there'd be gold flecks in the air. My recipe for peace on earth is lots and lots of sweet sex.
Ladies, I am the master of love. Ladies, I am the master of love. Ladies, I am the master of love. Can satisfy any lady. My loving drives them crazy. Guarantee you satisfaction. My love is a lot of action. Ladies, I am the master of love. Ladies, I am the master of love. Ladies, I am the master of love. I can make you scream and shout. Woo! Good loving is what it's all about. Love, night long, until I turn the whole world on.
Ladies, I am the master of love. Ladies, I am the master of love.
I'm in love with Your Behind by Elton White.
Your behind shakes and bounces from side to side when you're walking. Lady, when you are walking and your butt goes up and down, my nose dances around. Lady, when you are walking and your butt shakes like jello, ooh, my mind goes loco, crazy that is. Love with your behind, honey, it looks fine. It looks so lovely from behind. It feels so electric fine. Your juicy behind can heal the way your love make me feel. I'm in love with your behind, honey, it looks fine.
I'm the Austin White of Little Rock, who they call Poncho. I wear a sombrero all the time. You know, I'm cool.
Thanks for listening. Betty White, P.O. Box 1773, Little Rock, Arkansas. 72203.
Thank you. America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy.
America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. From state to state, city to city, American ladies are pretty. The men's are short, the men's are tall. Speaking of handsome, they are.
American people, y'all thank me for singing a song about you all. No other singer have but me.
America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. I'm proud of the United States. Sex is what it takes. Don't care where you go, you never find good love than you ever find in the United States of America.
It's the only way that I can sing a song for everybody. It's hard to sing a song for just one person. I decide I just go all out worldly. That's why this song is called
America, we are sexy. America, we are sexy. America.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Elton and Betty White, this week's Outside of Royalty on Can't Stop the Music. That was obviously America, We Are Sexy, and I really appreciate him saying that for all of us. Then before that, we started off with their main intro that they started their record with. They had Funky Stinky Love, the second track from Sex Beyond the Door, and then some selections both from that record and from some others. God's Basketball, Sugar and Spice, I Love Sex, Master of Love, I'm in Love with Your Behind, and then some contact information. It is 10:20. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music.
I'm Paul James, the Gardener Guy. When it comes to watering trees, shrubs, and potted plants, you can apply water directly to the roots with low-volume drip irrigation. And use grass clippings or mulch around flowers and shrubs to reduce water evaporation and keep weeds from growing. A public service of the American Public Gardens Association and Rainbird Corporation.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had as dry a year this year as last year, but it's good to be prudent. Well, I really feel like Elton and Betty White really sum up a lot of what Can't Stop the Music is about, as do Elliot Spitzer and Mark Sanford. So we really have... really on a key note this week, and that got me thinking about probably a way of reaching into the grab bag and making Can't Stop the Music Classico, and it probably needs some perky theme music, which we'll be adding shortly, but I'm going to just start with one of what I consider a classic Can't Stop the Music selection, Kevin White, Wright, and his admonishments to really lose some weight, 5 to 10 pounds. His goals are doable, accessible. And so we've got a little set here of some things that I think of really Can't Stop the Music without these favorite selections.
Listen and get motivated until you lose 5 to 10 pounds by Mr. Kevin Wright. Copyright 2004, 2005, by Kevin Wright. This audio presentation may not be copied or sold. You are about to listen to the world's greatest and most popular weight loss audio presentation ever. You will listen to this audio every day until you lose 5 to 10 pounds. You must listen to this audio presentation at least 2 times per day until you lose 5 to 10 pounds. This audio presentation will help motivate you. It will support you in your goal of losing 5 to 10 pounds. If you ever feel sad, or if you ever begin to doubt yourself, or if you do not feel motivated, you will listen to this audio presentation no less than 5 times in a row.
Hello, Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? Well, call Lucille right now. Answer calls. When I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I want to make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like 2 men out together. She wears her hair cut short, black man. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they're laughing and whispering out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. When I notice, stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Do I wear a lesbian for 2 months? Damn, I don't know if she a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Phil, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman, all woman, and from now on, when I take a woman out, first time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. I don't wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
These are my instructions. I must follow these instructions every day until I lose 5 to 10 pounds. This audio will give me the strength and the willpower
to help me lose 5 to 10 pounds. I am serious about losing 5 to 10 pounds. I am committed to losing 5 to 10 pounds. I will not quit until I lose 5 to 10 pounds. I will not quit until I lose 5 to 10 pounds. I will not quit until I lose 5 to 10 pounds. I will not quit until I lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Hello, I'm Helen Gurley Brown, and I wrote a book called Sex and the Single Girl. I had so many things left over to say, not necessarily to single girls, but to married girls and men, that I'm putting some of them on this record. There's so much to cover, really, that I think we'll just move right along. Let's start with some advice to men on how to have an affair. Now, I'm not for promiscuity, but I think it's ridiculous to pretend that it doesn't exist, and I think there's far less hurt and more joy for everybody if certain rules are followed. So first, how to get a girl to the brink, and second, how to keep her there when you're not going to marry her. In movies, a boy and girl sometimes fall into a swimming pool with all their clothes on, and while they're drying off with these big terry towels, it happens. But in real life, if the girl doesn't already have a yen for you, well, she just waits for her clothes to dry and puts them right back on. So, this is real life, and I assume the girl you want is some very special girl, no pushover. So, how do you get her? Well, I believe most girls are attainable by somebody. Really, most girls. But you have to work at it. I think the reason you don't always succeed is that you want everything now. This minute. Tonight's the night. You're sort of lazy, and you aren't thinking about how it is with her. So, rule one is, take time to court her. Rule two, love her out of bed. Laugh at her jokes. Women have fantastic egos, too, you know. Even pretty little slips of girls just love to be thought fascinating and funny. Make her talk to you, and you listen. Don't ever patronize her. No matter how shy she is, make her feel that with you, she's a dynamo. Rule three, admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. You like the way she handles her job, her friends, her family, her money. And when bedtime comes, you'll have her thinking that with you, at least, she can't do anything wrong. This treatment won't work with girls who like to be punished and mistreated, but we're not talking about them just now. Rule four, let's say you're alone with her on a date. Forget the success stories. When you tell a girl that dozens of other dazzlers are clawing and scratching to get to you, she knows you're lying. You can hardly go wrong not talking to her much about other girls at all. Rule five, don't be a caveman. Now, how many times do you have to be told that brute force is not sexy? It might get her into bed, but it won't help her enjoy herself once she gets there, and that, my friend, is what might get you asked back. Rule six, woo her physically. Keep in very close touch with her. It's the patting and the petting and the kissing and the actual loving that put her in the mood. Telling her your sexy fantasies may make you absolutely climb the walls, but holding her hand a long time will probably do more for her. Rule seven, act confident, even if you aren't. If she thinks you know what you're doing, even if she doesn't know what she's doing, it helps. One man I know, when he's sure conditions are right, takes over like a father. He just tells the girl, now, let's get out of this dress, darling. Here, let me take your shoes. And, well, pretty soon she's doing everything he says. The last rule, suppose all the rules fail. Well, if it's any consolation, just remember, she'll always wonder what you might have been like. Nothing is as romantic as the man a girl could have loved and didn't.
You will not fail. There are no excuses. Nothing will stop you from losing 5 to 10 pounds. There is nothing in the world that will ever stop you. All you have to do is listen to this audio presentation every day. You will check your weight at least once every day. If you are not losing any weight, you will increase the number of times you listen to this audio presentation. After you lose 5 to 10 pounds, you are going to quickly send a letter to Mr. Kevin Wright. That's KevinWright. Kevin's mailing address is Post Office Box 23904, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33307. You will not fail. There are no excuses.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner. It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout. Now listen to this music and begin moving in half-time. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now? Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And make your thighs burn. Come on. Down, up, down, up, and squeeze your buttocks. Down, up, down, up. 11, up, 12, up. Very good, and on to the next exercise. The next on the program is a wonderful stretching exercise that I call Reaching for the Sky. This exercise is fantastic to stretch your total upper body and the sides. Go, right, left, right, left, right, left, and stretch, and stretch. Stretch your upper body, come on, and stretch. Right and left, stretch your upper body. Right and left. Okay, we finished the 10 repetitions and we can go on without any rest to the next movement. Toe touches, a wonderful exercise to stretch your leg biceps and your lower back. Okay, let's reach slowly down to our toes and come back up again and reach for the sky. Repeat this exercise 12 times. Make sure to keep your knees locked into your legs straight. Get into a nice groove and do the exercise with me. Down, up, down, up, down, up. And stretch your leg biceps up and stretch your lower back up, down, up. Reach all the way down, up, all the way down, up. If you can't reach all the way down, then reach as far as you can, but keep your legs locked up. Two more, up. The last one, up. Okay, very good. Now we do a warm-up exercise for the neck. We rotate our head in a circular motion and we start on the left side. Left side, back. Right side, front. Left side, back. Right side, front. Left side, stretch all the way to the back. Right, stretch all the way to the front. Left. One more time. Right, front, left, back, right, front, and finish. Now we do a great warm-up exercise for our hips and waist. The high kicks. But the important thing is that we kick up as high as we can and keep our legs straight. Okay, let's do it. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Kick with your legs as high as you can and keep your legs straight. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up, and keep kicking, come on. Two more, left leg, up. One more, up. Okay, finished. Now let's do the famous jumping jacks, the best exercise for warming up the total body. Now the way we do this exercise is by standing straight with your hands on the side. Jump your legs apart and simultaneously throw your hands overhead until your fingers meet. Jump back to your original position. Okay, let's do 10 repetitions. Ready, and 1, and 2, and 3, and keep jumping, come on, more energy. 6, and 7, and 8, and 9, and the last one. Good. Okay, let's finish off our warm-up program with a windmill exercise. Spread your legs wide apart and bend over so your torso is parallel to the floor. We begin this exercise by reaching with the right hand to the left foot and with the left hand to the right foot. Make sure to keep your legs locked. We will do 20 repetitions, 10 on each side. Right hand first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep twisting, keep twisting, all the way. 11, 12, 13, 14, more energy, come on. 17, 18, 19, 20. Very good. Now you have completed the warm-up program, and now your body is ready for the major pump.
Are you ready? Yeah, I bet you're winded now. A little sweaty, but you know, it's not so hot out, so you know, it's a good day to kind of get your blood going. If all that other material didn't raise your circulation, your heartbeat, hope that did. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I am Peace One. I'm having a great evening here with you. We have worked our way through all kinds of crazy stuff. That was some classic Can't Stop the Music material, ending up with Arnold Schwarzenegger, three selections from Kevin Wright, encouraging you to lose those elusive 5 to 10 pounds. Helen Gurley Brown giving you some tips on how to have an affair. I wonder if Mr. Sanford, Governor Sanford, had that record. And T. Valentine with Lucille, Are You a Lesbian? Well, I myself, it's not so much the 5 to 10 pounds that's really been heavy on my mind. It has been my skunk problem. And I'm all for hiking, as I mentioned earlier, and being outside, and I love it plenty. But I sure have a skunk problem, and we have tried trapping that dude, and, you know, he's kind of got this activity he performs between 11 and 1, and I find myself coming home and kind of looking, seeing, making sure that my path is not his path. So I've been thinking a lot about skunks and kind of what I would like to have happen to them, what I'd like them not to do. And this next set is Skunks.
Yeah. brother getting hot, Mom. I think he might have just crawled under there and died. Under there, ain't nothing left but maybe little bones in the hide. That smell creeping up through the floor. Ooh-wee. Smelling bad. Bad. Skunk.
Crossing the highway late last night, and shoulda looked left and I shoulda looked right. They didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking the high heaven.
Sam come down the road, tall and straight and slim. He had a shotgun in his hand and his face was hard and grim. His heels was kicking up the dust with every step he took. And when I asked him what was wrong, his whiskers fairly shook. I ain't got time to talk, says he, I'm in a powerful stew. So get your gun and come along, we've got a job to do. The varmint's hanging around my house, a sneaky, dirty feller. And the stripes that's running down his back ain't white, in fact, they're yeller. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk. We've done it before and we'll do it again, and neighbor, that's no bunk. Everyone in the USA is sick of the little punk. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk. This varmint's had his way too long, spreading his awful smell and messing up a lot of homes where decent people dwell. But now he's gone a little too far, strutting and prancing about, 'cause when he gets in my neighborhood, mister, he better look out. I like my home the way it is, and I like it more every day. And as long as I'm able to pack this gun, I'm going to keep it that way. But I know how to deal with him. I've handled his kind before. It won't be fun, but the job will be done, and I'll nail his hide to the door. So get your gun and come along. We've got a skunk to kill. We'll poke him out of the woodpile and chase him over the hill. When we get done with the son of a gun, he'll know he's bit off a hunk. So get your gun and come along. We're fixing to kill the skunk. I recollect one other time, 20-some years ago. Another skunk come prowling around, and at first I just let him go. I tried my best to leave him alone, but he wore my patience thin. So I had to get my shotgun out, and you know what happened to him. Well, after that, I kind of relaxed and laid my gun away. But now that smell has started again, and it's getting worse every day. So here I am on the varmint's trail, and neighbor, I'm telling you, that skunk had better hunt a hole for him and all of his crew. So get your gun and come along. We've got a skunk to skin. We'll grab his tail and give it a yank and pull it off over his chin. We'll chase him back to his dirty den and make it a pile of junk. So get your gun and come along. We're fixing to kill the skunk.
Everyone else was shocked. They all went springing out the doors, but they forgot the trunk was locked. There's a skunk in the trunk. There goes Daddy with the key. I'm kind of hoping that it doesn't open, 'cause I'll be in misery. I can tell it's gonna smell, and they'll put the blame on me. There's a skunk in the trunk. I wasn't trying to be sneaky. I wasn't trying to be sly like a fox. Daddy always checks inside anytime he sees holes in a box. But this one time he forgot. Now that furry thing is loose. Later we'll all be taking a bath in tomato juice. There's a skunk in the trunk. There goes Daddy with the key. I'm kind of hoping that it doesn't open, 'cause I'll be in misery. I can tell it's gonna smell, and they'll put the blame on me. There's a skunk in the trunk. There's a skunk in the trunk. There's a skunk in the trunk.
Well, here comes that skunk again. Nobody ever wants to let her in, 'cause she's smelling like a garbage can. She doesn't seem to have a single friend. Well, here comes that skunk again, just turning people's noses end to end, hoping someday that she just fits in. Here comes that skunk again. You know she lives out in the woods, you see, under this giant fallen old oak tree, where she's away and everybody knows, so that she doesn't hurt a single nose, reading creatures' faces all the time, just searching for a single friend to find. I guess for now she'll have to be okay and be alone for just another day. Well, here comes that skunk again. Nobody ever wants to let her in,
because she's smelling like a garbage can. She doesn't seem to have a single friend. Well, here comes that skunk again, just turning people's noses end to end, hoping someday that she just fits in. Here comes that skunk again. She's tried and tried so hard to not be sad, when all the other creatures seem so glad, when all at once she turned around to see they gathered in a circle round her tree. With clothespins tied upon each nose, they'd say, can you come out and play with us today? Then she turned and asked, are you my friends? And they all smiled and said, right to the end. Well, here comes that skunk again. Now everybody wants to let her in, although she's smelling like a garbage can. She always seems to make so many friends. Well, here comes that skunk again, just turning people's noses end to end, now that she can fit right in. Here comes that skunk again. Knowing now that she can fit right in. Here comes that skunk again.
Hi, how are you? This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music on WRIR 97.3 FM.
Yeah, I do have a skunk problem. But, you know, I'm hoping one of those passing cars is going to take care of that problem. Hopefully, a bit down the road from my house. Christopher Sharp with Here Comes That Skunk Again, Bill Crosby with Skunk in the Trunk, Carson Robinson with Get Your Gun and Come Along, We're Fixin' to Kill a Skunk, Lon Wainwright III with probably the most famous skunk song, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road, Southern Culture on the Skids, started us off with their fine skunk song, and, you know, they pretty much sum up the way I feel.
As a farmer, you have a lot to think about. There are bills to pay, repairs, an impossible schedule. It's no wonder that sometimes you can forget to do the small, simple things, like being extra careful when approaching a railroad crossing. Trailers, tractors, and other farm equipment are noisy and slow-moving, while an approaching train may be closer and moving faster than you think. Don't take a chance. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, slow down, be prepared to stop, and remember, look, listen, and live. A safety message from Operation LifeSafe.
Yeah, be safe. Be safe in all that you do. Well, we're getting up towards the end. Matt's here with mixtape. He's all queued up, ready to go. And I'm going to leave you with, well, you know, the other news was that Kodachrome is really gone now, finished. It's, in fact, I saw that one of the big photo supply houses was selling mailers, and they were only good through December 31st of 2009. That's it. For you hoarding, you're going to have to find your specialty processor. So I'm going to leave you with Dave Von Becker's kind of not very good cover of Kodachrome, but, you know, that's okay. That's all we got left. And then also I want to tell you that next week we're going to do our 4th of July Patriotism annual show. Nothing brings Can't Stop the Music's fervor out like flag waving and our nation's birth. So I'm sure we'll have selections from 1776, all kinds of jingoism, song poems, outsider tributes, and just general affection for our great land. Have a great week, and listen up to Matt, and go take some pictures.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, well, it's
take my coat and chrome. Mama don't take my coat and chrome away. Mama don't take my coat and chrome. Mama don't take my coat and chrome. Mama don't take my coat and chrome away. Mama don't take my coat and chrome. Mama don't take my.